a lot of things that one should try to improve himself. But the main thing is Shmiras HaLashon. Shmiras HaLashon. Guard your tongue. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzor, help me to guard my tongue. And when a person says Netzel Lishini Mira, and he thinks what he says, and I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guard my tongue, when we ask such a request, one realizes that I myself must be careful. I must be careful, and then I can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Netzor, help me to guard my tongue. Without the aid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we cannot do it. But to help oneself, to be able to guard our tongues, it is very important that we should learn the halachas, the dinim of Shmiras HaLashon, just as there are dinim of tefillin, dinim of Shabbos, dinim of brachas. There are dinim, what we are allowed to say, what we can say, what we mustn't say, and it's very important that we should take upon ourselves to try to guard our tongues. We should know that it is not an easy thing, and certainly many times we slip up, but we want to be guardians of our tongue. We want to be shameful people to shame it. And the way is to learn the halakhas, to learn the dinim, and to learn Shmiras HaLashon. The Musa for the Chofetz Chaim was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our generation, that he should lift us up and teach us the right way of life. If one would learn Shmiras HaLashon, study Shmiras HaLashon, in the Chofetz Chaim's volume is everything that a Yid needs. Everything. We hope that we will be able to be good guardians of our tongue, and that we hope and discuss that we will make a great attempt to be Shomrei Piv, because Baruch Hu should help us, that we should all have a year blessed with happiness and nachas and hatzlocha, and we should be zeicher to be a Hamashiach this year. Amen.